My most memorable English learning experience happened in my primary school life, actually. I was involved in a kind of activity in which our English teacher invited some tutors outside the school to teach us pronunciation on alphabet. Yeah, it really sounded bizarre to me because during the course, the tutors taught those primary students how to pronounce each alphabet correctly. For example, they will pronounce in a pretty precise manner A, B, and C, and so on. And I think this is memorable to me because I don't really think it's important to pronounce alphabets so precisely. Even I don't think English pronunciation matters very much. So I really didn't get the rationale behind. So that's what caused this experience so memorable.
So did you do other things in this course?
During the hour, I think the learning last is for an hour or so. I think that, yeah.
Do you have any memorable English reading experience?
Maybe reading Harry Potter, because I'm a really huge fan of Harry Potter, no matter for the movie or the books. During my lower secondary, in the summer vacation, I will read on and on the Harry Potter series from the first episode until the end. I think this is very enjoyable for me because I like fantasy fictions. And I think that learning English through some topics that you like will be more efficient than just glorifying some glossary list or thesauruses.
So what do you like about Harry Potter?
Maybe it's just because I like fictions. And I found that you can spot some sense of humor in English in J.K. Rowling's books. So that's what I like about Harry Potter's.
Do you like the movies more or the books more?
Frankly speaking, I found books much more enjoyable than movies.
Why do you think so?
Because books or I should say words, they can include more details on the story. But for movie, they cannot include many details within 2 hours. So I find books more interesting.
So you're studying actual real science.
Yeah.
How important is English in your program?
You just have to be familiarize yourself with some professional terminology. And for the rest, I think those are basics, English grammars, and basic English. Plain English is okay.
And how about future, do you think English plays an important role?
Well, I think in future, English is important for almost all career paths. You need English to communicate with the others because it is by far the most universal language among the globes. Yeah, in the future, you probably have to meet people from different culture, and I think English is the most frequent channel for communication.